just a few proper hanhagot, customs that one should accustom himself during the month of Elul. It is brought down from the Arizal that since the month of Elul is Chodesh HaRachamim, and it's a month that Borei Olam is close to us, to listen to our prayers, specifically regarding Teshuvah, Arizal says that if Chas V'Shalom somebody has a relative, a brother, a sister, parents, etc., that have swayed from the path of Torah, that have gone astray from the proper path, from the proper derech, so it would be proper to pray for them during the month of Elul, that they should find their way back to the religion, to the right way. And he says specifically you should pray for them in the beracha of Teshuvah, which is the beracha of Hashibenu Aminu L'Toratecha. You should have them in mind. Now there is an actual text to this tefillah that should be inserted right before the Hatima, which means V'chazirenu B'tshuvah Shelema L'fanecha, right at that point before Baruch Atah Hashem, there is a tefillah. I'm going to read it in order that those that are listening can hear it and they could quote it and they could say it themselves. Yehi rason melefanecha Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu shetachator chatira mitachat kiseh kevodecha lahazir b'tshuvah shelema lechol poshei Yisrael ubechlalam tachazireni li peloni ben pelonit ki yeminecha peshuta lekabel shavim. So that should be inserted in the tefillah of Hashiva. He says that it should be done Erev Abok V'Sauraim. It should be three times a day. During the whole year it could be done, but specifically, as we said, during the month of Elul, in order that Borei Olam will bring these people back. There's a second proper minhag that's brought down that should be embraced during the month of Elul, and that is to learn a little more Musar from the books of Musar, more than he would learn on a given day during the year. The suggested books that are brought down are the Chovot HaLevavot of Rabbeinu Bachya, or the Sefer Reshit Chochmah, or the book Sha'aret Teshuvah, specifically the third perek that talks about over there all the different obligations and mitzvot, the Oraita, the Rabbanan, and Minagim that one has to be careful in fulfilling. And some have the custom also to read the Sefer called Orchot Chaim from the Rosh. So again, the suggested books to read during Elul, any Sefrei Musar. However, specifically the book of Chovot HaLevavot of Rabbeinu Bachya, Sha'aret Teshuvah of Rabbeinu Yonah, specifically the third perek, Orchot Chaim of the Rosh Rabbeinu Asher, and the Sefer Reshit Chochmah.